Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode number 20 on July 28th, 2018. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Macy's, U.S. Steel, and Hertz Global Holdings. And we discuss three new trades on Whiting Petroleum, General Motors, and Verizon Communications. So once again, thanks for listening. And I want to just kick off the show by thanking the people who have reached back. I had a few listeners email me this week and ask a few questions. So it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about any of the trades that I present on the show, or anything about your own positions, feel free to email me. Once again, you can email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading you'll need in order to be able to follow along with me on this show. So you can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit our YouTube channel for theweeklyoption.com, and the videos are there in the 5 and 5 video series. So there was quite a bit of economic news this past week. There's less of a threat of a transatlantic trade war after positive negotiations between the U.S. and the head of the European Union. There also have been some trade negotiations starting to happen with NAFTA, which will hopefully result in better trade relations with Mexico and Canada. And those are very significant to the U.S. economy. We also had some good news about the U.S. economy. It grew at a 4.1% pace during the second quarter on the back of increased consumer spending. I'm expecting this to lead to some strong S&P and Dow numbers in the next few weeks. And it's also likely to give the Federal Reserve more reason to look at increasing interest rates to offset the possibility of inflation at their next meeting, which is this upcoming Wednesday. So keep your eyes on the market for Wednesday. It's always a afternoon announcement. So we'll look to see what they do, whether they decide to keep the prime rate, which is the interest rate that banks lend to each other at, or if they decide to increase another 25 basis points, which is what they typically will increase. The markets finished this week with very little movement, at least significant movement, in the equity indexes. The S&P 500 index closed 60 basis points higher this week, or just slightly more than 0.5% change. The closing price was 2,818, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average had a slightly higher change. It moved 392 points higher, or 1.5%, to finish the week at 25,451 points. And last week, we had a ton of corporate earnings. This week, we have even more. So it'll be another busy week for corporate earnings. There are around 1,100 companies announcing quarterly earnings this week. I'll be watching the following companies. On Monday, I'm looking at Booz Allen and Caterpillar. Tuesday, we'll hear from Anadarko, ADM, Apple, and Whiting Petroleum. On Wednesday, I'll be looking for earnings reports on U.S. Steel, Tesla, MetLife, the insurance company, T-Mobile, and Humana. We'll also hear from GoDaddy, NRG, GoPro, and RE/MAX on Thursday. And then Friday, I'll be watching U.S. Cellular, Groupon, and Revlon, just to see how the market goes. So keeping an eye on the telecom industry, keeping an eye on a few other sort of internet-based companies as well, along with energy. I think I've told you guys my history, and I always tend to watch some of the energy companies. So without further ado, let's look at what happened to the trades last week. We'll start off with the covered call. I looked at Macy's, symbol M as in Mary. The stock last week was trading at $38.65. And we looked to sell the August 39 call for $1.94, hoping to collect 5.71% over the next few weeks. So the stock actually this week increased. Macy's stock rose higher, ending the week at $39.48 per share. And that means our covered call is fully in the money, which is great, and the trade work. So again, we were selling the August 39 call. Stock right now is 48 cents higher than 39. So if it stays here or goes higher, we'll be delivering our stock and keeping that option premium, as well as the 35 cent difference between where we bought stock and the strike price for our option. So of course, you know, the trade has 3 weeks until expiration. If prices stay here or go higher, we're in good shape. So you could actually close this trade out right now for a gain of 48 cents. And that's because the option is trading 35 cents higher. So the option would actually be a loss for us. And the stock is 83 cents higher, leaving a net gain of 48 cents. So my defensive play right now would be to hold on to the position and keep the full amount of profit. Like, I want this thing to expire right where it is so that we make 5.71% in a month. I mean, if you can make 5% a month, you're doing pretty good. I would also look at, I would look to close this position if the stock fell lower or started to drop lower than my current risk parameters. And for me, I want to see this trade profit. So if the stock does start to approach $39 per share again, I might look at just closing out the trade and taking my money. So I hate it when a winner turns into a loss. So you just have to defend your position since there's so much time left. There's another 3 weeks left in this trade. So play defense and protect your profit. The next trade we'll discuss is the credit spread. We looked at the company U.S. Steel, symbol X, as in X-ray. Last week when we looked at them, they were trading for $37.13. And so we looked at selling the August 35-36 put spread on U.S. Steel, and we were going to collect 35 cents for doing so. Well, as of the close of business on Friday, the stock is literally 13 cents lower. So a drop in prices makes that put spread more valuable. So we sold the put spread, and we're going to take a small loss. So if we were to buy back that credit spread right now, the put spread that we sold, we would do so for about 42 cents, which would mean a 7 cents loss on the trade. But that loss exists only because we'd have to cross the bid-ask spread. If we were to even look to add to this position right now, you could add to it still for another 35 cents. So I'm betting we could close it for less of a loss, meaning we would get somewhere, we would put out a price between the bid-ask spread for this spread. But if we were to close it out right now, meaning we were to, you know, pay the offer for the 36 put and then sell the bid for the 35 put, that would result in a 7 cent loss. Either way, I'm more tempted right now to keep this position. It doesn't look like the stock has moved enough to really affect this put spread. Part of the reason why, of course, is that they have earnings this week. So depending on the earnings and how that plays out on Wednesday, this put spread will either be highly valued or you will want to exit in order to keep from taking the full loss. So we collected 35 cents when we sold it. That means there's a possibility of a 65 cent loss on this. So if you don't want the risk, right, if you don't want to carry that 65 cent loss based on what happens with earnings, then I would close out the trade, take the 7 cent loss. For me, I'd look at staying it, to be honest, staying in the trade, because none of the numbers have changed that we initiated with. So I'm still positive this spread. I think U.S. Steel, it's possible that they'll take a little bit of a hit. Of course, there's a lot of talk about the tariffs and whatnot, and that's probably the play here. But I don't know that the tariffs would have affected overall the value of this company. So if they do produce strong earnings, which is what I'm kind of leaning towards, if they have strong earnings, this stock should push on higher. And if it does push higher, that means that we will ultimately keep the money that we collected when we sold this put spread. So we are short a put spread, and that means that we are long. We benefit when the price of this stock goes higher. And the other thing I like about this trade is the fact that the US GDP was higher. So typically, when the US GDP is higher, it brings with it or actually supports the earnings and the values for infrastructure deals. Steel is about as core an infrastructure product as you get. We use it in buildings, we use it in houses, we use it in roads, we use it in cars, we use it all over the place. So steel is really core to our economy. Given that our economy grew, I'm expecting U.S. Steel to have some strong numbers this week, which means this trade will end up, hopefully, end up ending in the money. So I'm going to hold tight and see what happens this week. And then our final trade last week was a debit spread on Hertz Global Holdings, which I know as Hertz Rental Car. When we looked at the trade, the stock was trading for $14.09, and we were buying the August 15-14 put spread for 65 cents. So the final trade, I paid 65 cents, right, for the August 14-15 put spread. And last week, Hertz stock fell 13 cents, so it's 13 cents lower, which should be a positive for our spread. However, it was such a small move in the stock. I mean, 13 cents isn't much. Such a small move that our spread is essentially unchanged. So if I bought the same spread this week, it would cost me a dime higher, and that's just because we only have 3 weeks left to expiration. So that's a good thing. The trade itself is appreciating as we get closer to it expiring and being in the money. So selling the spread, if you were to exit the spread at today's market values, that would actually lead to a loss of 15 cents, once again, because you'd have to cross the bid-ask spread. So all in all, this spread is working out. If prices finish where they are now or lower in 3 weeks, we gain the additional 35 cents. And that's because the 35 cents is because we paid 65 cents for a spread that should expire worth $1. So I like where we are. Hopefully we'll gain the 35 cents over the next few weeks, but I'm not trading on hope. As I mentioned in the past, I'm trading based on the numbers that I entered the spread in and where it's at right now. So I'd stay in. That's kind of my what I'm doing for my, or looking at for my own trades. So this week, we're going to take a look at a few more trades in August. August expiration is on Friday, August the 17th, and that's only about 3 weeks from now. So the trades that I present today are literally all 3 weeks in length. It'll also, that will affect what happens next week. As we get closer to expiration, the parameters that I like to use for entering some of these trades actually get further and further away, and so it might force me to go ahead and look at September trades. But for now, for today, 3 weeks out, we're staying in August. So first one, of course, is going to be a covered call, and I decided to look at Whiting Petroleum. That symbol WLL William Larry Larry. Stock finished on Friday at $47.92, and I'm looking at owning that stock and then selling the August 48 half call for $2.39, which would result in 6.2% return in 3 weeks. Now, Whiting Petroleum will announce quarterly earnings this upcoming week. So strong earnings, especially given the strength that we've seen in fuel markets, should help push this stock 58 cents higher so that we can earn our 6% return in 3 weeks. So we also have a cushion. The good thing is, and selling this call option for so much, you know, $2.39, that gives us a $2.39 cushion against poor earnings. So if something happens, they have poor earnings and the stock does go down, as long as you exit prior to that, prior to the stock falling below that $2.39 threshold, it's going to be profitable to own the stock and sell this call. If you wait and it goes lower than that, then you will incur a loss because of the stock itself. So again, that's Whiting Petroleum, looking at selling, at owning the stock first off, and then selling the August 48 half call for $2.39 to attempt a 6% return in 3 weeks. Our next spread for the day is going to be a credit spread on General Motors. General Motors finished on Friday, or closed on Friday, at $37.53, we are looking at selling the August 38, 38 half call spread for 16 cents. So our maximum gain, of course, is going to be 16 cents. This is a 50 cent spread. So our maximum loss is 34 cents, which is the difference between the amount of money we bring in at the start, which is 16 cents, and the maximum value of the spread, which is 50 cents. Now, the chart on this company looks pretty beaten up. I believe there's more risk to the downside than the up. So I am all for selling call spreads right now. Again, our risk is capped at a maximum loss of 34 cents. And this is only a 3-week trade, 3 weeks time frame. So again, I'm all for selling this August 38, 38 half call spread for 16 cents in General Motors. And the final trade of the week is a debit spread on Verizon Communications. So Verizon finished this past week at $52.01. Looking at purchasing the August 51-52 call spread, paying 69 cents, and hoping that at expiration, when this trade expires, if it remains in the money, we'll collect the additional 31 cents, which would be roughly 45% return on your capital in 3 weeks. Now, the company announced earnings last Tuesday and had a strong week. It had a positive week. So I expect the stock to push higher than its current level over the next few weeks. If prices stay here or push higher, of course, we will earn the 45% return on our capital over the next few weeks. So once again, this is a in-the-money call spread, only in the money by one penny right now. We would own that August 51 call and sell the 52. So right now the trade looks to be worth $1, and we're paying 69 cents for it. So hopefully it will stay here or push higher, especially if we're going to hear from, I believe it was U.S. Cellular and T-Mobile. I forget who the other company is. Let me scroll up to my sheet. Yep. U.S. Cellular and T-Mobile are announcing this week. So if they also have strong earnings or at least decent earnings on the week, then that's going to be a positive for the telecom communications sector. And that should hold our Verizon stock higher over the next few weeks, long enough for us to get a 45% return on our capital again in 3 weeks. So this is why I love options. I'm sure you guys have heard me. I probably sound like a broken record. So hopefully you enjoy this show. Thanks again for listening. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a fantastic week. Happy trading. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.